So, I'm finally home. The time is 18:31, that's 6:31 p.m. I have been awake since 0700 hours yesterday. That's American yesterday. As of 7 a.m. yesterday morning in Florida, we were packing our bags and heading to the airport. And let's just say the noise of the aircraft coming back, of kids, upchucks, and grumpy gits, was enough to not let me get any sleep, bar maybe 20 minutes here and there. If I got a total of an hour's sleep, that was hedging my bets on a positive side. And we landed at UK at 25 past 7. I have not been to sleep yet. I've had a few cups of coffee, but no sleep. And I have to say, I wish the holiday was for 2 weeks. Disney in 7 days is an extreme thing to do. And we did the 4 major parks, we did downtown, and we did... what else did we do? We did Typhoon Lagoon, and we went round it all. The only thing we didn't do was Blizzard Beach, but the day we were thinking about doing that wasn't great, so we kind of rained off on that and had a bit of a lazy day instead. So 7 days, no, 7 nights, 8 days, it kind of worked out at, if you look at it, between the time zones. And round everything, and we even went back to the Magic Kingdom, it was pretty full on, and it was sort of 9:30 starting, 10 o'clock finishing every day. Up until the first full day, so Thursday last week, I had been scared, and I'll admit it, I was scared of adrenaline-inducing rides. Coasters, spinners, flips, anything that would turn you around upside down or whatever. Simply because when I was about 10, 11, I went in a Ferris wheel and there was someone who was rocking it forwards and backwards and scared the bejeebus out of me. And from that point on, I didn't go in anything that would pump my adrenaline that much. I went on the occasional Wurlitzer, but it was a controlled Wurlitzer. You like the teacups kind of thing. What I had to do was basically do the rides with my daughter, because she wanted to go on them, but there's certain rides that my wife wouldn't, so I did. And the first one was, I think it was called Dino World, which wasn't a looping coaster, but it had dips, turns, twists, banks, and the like. And it was extremely fun. And it ended up being a Wurlitzer coaster as well. So there you were, sitting on it, doing a few dips, then it would whip round a 180 corner in about 8 foot of track. It would be going the opposite direction, so it really did throw you about. And let's just say I am now loving it to the point that I did anything I could get on. And so did my daughter. Even did Mission Space, the orange version. And that's an extreme ride. We did wet rides, dry rides, spinny rides. And I have to say, although Mission Space Orange, which is the intense version, is a very extreme ride because it's a centrifuge ride, so it throws you around in spins, I still think it's not the best ride of the parks. I think the best ride of the parks is at Hollywood Studios, and it's the Rock and Roll Roller Coaster by Aerosmith. That is a loop, corkscrew, twist, invert roller coaster, and it is magnetic driven, and it launches you at it, and it is brilliant. Needless to say, we did fireworks, light shows, parades, and all the usual gubbins. Even Typhoon Lagoon, which generates a wave about 80 foot across and 10 foot high, which travels approximately 100 feet before it opens out into the lagoon. And that was an intense thing as well. So, staying on site at Disney at one of the resorts, bussing it in every day, fast passing it where we could, well worth it. Recommend it to anyone.